Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
There's more than one story here. There's no doubt about that. There's lots of stories that could be told from the production of the Planned Parenthood videos. The biggest story, of course, are the videos themselves and the story of Planned Parenthood and the attempts to both cover up and to explain away what's been going on there for apparently decades. Not only illegal activity, but activity that is just gruesome and terrible to contemplate. But the videos are also a story. And the young man and the organization that produced the videos, they've been looking for him. He's done a few, just a very few interviews, only one on television I could find and maybe a couple in print. But his hometown newspaper, the Sacramento Bee, they should be able to at least tell us a little bit of his backstory. They did a little story. How did they do? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 6th of August. We're going to be talking to Julia Dean, former religion editor for the Washington Times and a contributor to GetReligion.org, about a Sacramento Bee story about the producer of these undercover videos on Planned Parenthood. Also a Los Angeles Times story about a transgendered Muslim woman who is now passing as a man. A lot of unanswered questions in that story, if you can even call it a piece of journalism. Then Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will join us. We'll continue our series on Christ in the Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 9, Elijah the prophet is fleeing the queen Jezebel. That's coming up here in about a half hour on Issues Etc. Now, you can join us with questions or comments. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC. Our beloved on-demand listeners, the Issues Etc. comment line, we set it up just for you, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about some media coverage of various religion angles in the story surrounding the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood and a transgendered Muslim woman passing as a man, Julia Dean, former religion editor for the Washington Times and a contributor to GetReligion.org. Julia, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, people have been clamoring, big news outlets, big media outlets have been clamoring to find out something about him, to get him to talk to them. How has the producer of these Planned Parenthood videos, how has his hometown paper done in covering him?
Well, I took a look at a Sacramento Bee story about him, and I found it was so light on detail. It looked like it had been done over the phone and done thrown together in a few hours. But this is David DeLeiden. I think I've gotten his name right. He attended high school in Davis, which is 15 miles west of Sacramento. And then he left the area and founded this Center for Medical Progress, which is more in the L.A. area. But still, you'd think the Bee would have something on him. And so they did a piece about the man, well, sort of about him, but they certainly didn't get through to him. And it was sort of the worst kind of journalism. So as I was critiquing the piece, I went around and saw, well, let's see, who has gotten through to him, and the National Catholic Register did and had a ton of better stuff. But the Bee didn't even have even the basic stuff, like the man's Catholic. You'd think they would have at least included that.
Other than kind of the dearth of information in the Bee piece, how did they treat the bigger story, of which he is a major part?
Well, I found it rather interesting, for instance, that they talked about the video requiring a level of planning and deception. And, I mean, they didn't put that in quotes. They just said it in the news article. So it seems like they are taking Planned Parenthood affiliates of California, and they're the ones mainly under the gun, because a lot of taping was done in California. Others were some taping was done in Texas and in Colorado, so it wasn't just California. But still, they just take Planned Parenthood's word for it. But Delyden is this troublemaker, and you think, gee, was Snowden treated this way when he unmasked the U.S. government actions? No. Snowden's a hero, but Delyden is just some kind of upstart guy who is messing with Planned Parenthood. So anyway, they weren't critical at all about what Planned Parenthood does. They apparently showed up at a rally outside of a clinic where there was a local Catholic bishop might have been there. The newspaper didn't say whether he was there or not. They had this kind of quote they got from him. And anyway, the whole thing was very sloppy, I thought.
There's another story, and this is kind of zooming out from the small market of the Sacramento Bee to the Los Angeles Times. And the story here is, this is a story that's going to, you know, make a great headline, and people are going to want to read it, if only for just pure interest sake. A transgendered Muslim man. You asked the question on this Los Angeles Times piece. Tell us a little bit about it. Is this really journalism? Why?
Well, I called it, is this an Islamic Caitlyn Jenner? And here's this guy that they find, of course, not in L.A. They find him in San Francisco, and who has made this big sex change operation, and they cover him as he's praying in a mosque. They don't say, of course, the name of the mosque. I guess they want to protect his identity. But again, it was very light on specific details. And what bothered me was not so much sex change stuff. I just thought they didn't give a good representation to what Islam says about transgender. Not that the Quran really even knows what transgender stuff is, but the Quran certainly had quite a bit to say about homosexuality, and none of it good. So I thought, you know, you should, come on. The man identified himself while still a woman. He said he was a lesbian, and then he becomes a man. That was a little mixed up. The paper didn't explain how one goes from one to the other. But it was one of these deals where you just, you know, they tell the story, but there's no critical subtext in there. Like, do we believe what he's saying? Let's check with some of his sources. They just sort of ran with it. Well, in fact, I was looking at the comments section, and now again, there's all sorts of, there's good and bad. There's trolls, and there's actually real people in the comments section. But one person was saying, hey, this is all made up. This guy lied about this, he lied about that. And the reporter responded saying, well, you know, let us know. Send me an email about all this. I thought, well, shoot, why are we finding out this post-publication? Should the report have done a little bit of more groundwork? So I find, here we've got these two pieces here. The first one in Sacramento, which is extremely critical about this David Duleiden, you know, unbelievable guy, some sort of nut who's out of Davis somewhere. And then they grab onto this guy who's a transgender Muslim man, and it's just like, let's not question a thing that he's saying. It's just like gospel truth.
So I got to wonder, did the LA Times piece on the transgendered Muslim man talk to anything that could be regarded as kind of like a Muslim authority, a professor of religion, or maybe a local imam, to get any kind of Islamic context to this?
They had one person, a professor at Emory University. Of course, he's thinking, okay, wait a minute. This is California, and the closest they could get was a guy out of Atlanta. So, I mean, come on, folks, there's a ton of universities out there in California. Now, I know everybody's on summer break, and it is hard to get a hold of professors, but it's not impossible. People have emails. But they got this fairly sympathetic guy at Emory, but they didn't call anyone else. Now, those of us who have covered religion, and this person did not, it was not a religion reporter for the LA Times, as far as I can tell. The LA Times only has one religion writer. You know, he didn't make any effort to get a hold of there's an Islamic center somewhere in L.A. There's plenty of Islamic places in L.A. that he could have tried. Didn't even, as far as I can tell, made no effort. So just got this guy from Emory and then interviewed the transgender man's grandmother, who's a lesbian, supposedly a lesbian activist. We don't, although there's some question about that. And that was it. Very lightly sourced. But again, this is sort of what the LA Times is doing. At the beginning of the critique for Get Religion, I said, you know, they're pushing social change. They They did a Great Reads piece that they call pieces they really like, quote, Great Reads, end of quote. A drag queen in New Mexico who wears a dress to his grandmother's wedding. I mean, they pick really odd personalities. So the transgender Muslim man was another Great Reads. You know, why can't they do something about, you know, a conservative Mennonite couple or something? But they don't seem to want to find those kind of people.
What do you call this then? If you've got, as you say, a very thinly sourced story, really kind of just a profile of an odd situation, something definitely, at least in Islam, that I think, even with my meager knowledge of such things, probably exists on the very, very fringe, if not outside Islam proper. What do you call this thing that the LA Times did, if not journalism?
Other than advocacy? Well, I think it's, and I'm not saying someone at the LA Times is thinking this through in this fashion, but it's an effort to basically throw open, I mean, have no barriers in terms of how we define sexuality, how we define what is right or wrong in terms of sexuality or gender, the whole mixture of gender thing, whether drag queen, a Muslim man, whatever, we can't, it's sort of like you think, gee, is someone here trying to make us think that we can't define what's male and female anymore because this is the kind of stuff that they're pushing on their site? And again, great photography. Actually, the Muslim guide, the photography was okay. But anyway, it's non-critical. That's the only way I can think of to say. I mean, for instance, the drag queen piece. I mean, not saying, you know, folks, can you blame the Catholic priest who backed away from the drag queen? You know, the article is very condemning of this Catholic priest, what a jerk he was. I thought, well, heck, if I had someone walk in with a lacy black outfit into a funeral I was conducting, you know, I'd probably back away from him too. Who the hell, you know, who is this person? And again, the Times is very critical of people who react like that. So if you're Muslim and you don't have, you know, accept that transgenderism could be part of it, the back to the Muslim piece, at the very end they said, well, he's going to reread the Quran to see what it really says about this stuff. It's like, folks, we know what the Quran says. It's Google Quran and transgender. You'll get plenty of verses that say plenty of stuff about men acting as women. It's all condemnation. So let's not question what the Quran really says. Let's just say, look, this guy's going against the grain. Let's be upfront. Whether or not, maybe he may not, maybe, should he even call himself a Muslim? Maybe that's the question you should be asking. But what they're trying to do is just remove all barriers. Who is this religion? This religion cannot say that this guy is truly a real follower. Whether it's the Catholics or the Muslims, the LA Times wants to take down those barriers.
So your critique here of the LA Times piece is it just wasn't due diligence done on the part of the journalist to simply take the elements of the story, which is transgendered man who claims to be Muslim, and ask the simple questions, what does it mean that this person is transgendered? Two, maybe they covered that sufficiently, but two, and very importantly, what does this mean that this man claims to be Muslim, and what does being Muslim mean in any objective sense?
Exactly. And I think you've got to get someone in there saying, wait a minute, as wonderful as this man may personally be, he has broken every rule in our religion, and we really cannot, he's just totally out of the pale. That's why I asked at the end of my piece, I said, does the mosque that this man's attending, does the imam even know he exists as a male-female person? How would the other men feel if they knew that kneeling beside them is someone who is, at least from the waist down, is still female? Again, the hard questions are not asked. These people that are, again, on the periphery of their religious practice are lionized. Why so? One has to ask.
Julia Dean is a former religion editor for the Washington Times and a contributor to GetReligion.org. Julia, thanks for being our guest.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer doing our series. It's a regular series we do with him every week, although we haven't done it in a couple of weeks. We're going to do Christ in the Old Testament today, 1 Kings 19, the prophet Elijah fleeing from Queen Jezebel. There's a price on his head. He's not at his best in this particular incident in his life, but that's okay. That's okay, because although he's discouraged, although he is convinced that God has abandoned him, or that at least he's all alone in this venture, God says, don't worry about it. Even for the discouraged prophet, we'll find Christ in the Old Testament with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer right after this.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues, Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.